Hello, and welcome to episode 502 of the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick, and I'm your GM, I think, for session one of Red Blades. We have some players today, and we will start with Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and consciousness permitting, I will be playing the 12th Brother.
Okay, and Blooded is here.
I am Blooded, and I will be playing the 17th Brother. He's an Ewok. That doesn't mean he's nice.
And Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I will be playing the 19th brother, a Kamasi. Now, Kamasi are normally passive. Well, this one's not.
We're all normal here, honest. So, anyway, did someone want to briefly recap what happened in the last adventure?
We went to a planet because there were rebels. Found some rebels. We actually captured some rebels. And by captured some rebels, I mean I captured some rebels and the Ewok horribly slaughtered some rebels. And then our friend interrogated some rebels. Unfortunately, little did we know, she was a traitor. An evil traitor. And she was trying to help them. However, she did not manage to help them because we went into their underground hideaway and found a shitload of clone troopers, which we weren't expecting, and what seemed to be a Jedi, which we weren't expecting. And then the Jedi escaped, which was rather annoying. We tried really, really blow up their ship, but we weren't able to.
Okay.
I think that's...
So it's been about a month since then. The 13th sister seems to have disappeared. You don't know if she was off on a mission or she's just disappeared. You're not sure. The Grand Inquisitor was not particularly pleased with how your mission turned out. And you spent most of the last month looking for other leads to find this this Jedi that you came across. Because of the kind of general displeasure at not being able to, complete that mission, you're kind of in the bad books, and you're all sent new missions on your RISCOMs, and it just says, go to Ilum.
Ilum? Where's Ilum?
Ilum. So I'll just do a quick rundown of Ilum. Ilum is an ice planet, and it has a large quantity in its caves of kyber crystals.
Right.
Every Jedi who passed through the temple would have been to Ilum. It's where you go to get your crystal to make your lightsaber. So all of you have already been there. In a previous life, shall we say. And from the little information that you have about this mission, it doesn't sound like it's going to be fun.
Right. What has he actually told us? Is it just go to Ilum?
It's basically go to Ilum, the ship leaves in like an hour.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's anything any of you want to do before you go.
No, don't think so.
I am a very simple creature. Very simple, very angry creature.
Good, good. Right. Okay. So, I'm assuming you get to the space kind of dock at the allotted time. And I've just sent a picture of the... your ship is a like a light cruiser, so it's not very big. There's quite a lot of stormtroopers on board. It's all a bit cramped. And you head off on the ship to Ilum. The journey takes about 12 hours. You've kind of got a couple of rooms to yourself, and that's about it. When you come out of hyperspace above Ilum, you can see just from looking out the window that there's been a lot of activity here. And you can see evidence of mining happening.
All right.
Like into the surface of the planet. And an officer comes up to you, up to your door and like knocks.
Our talkie person isn't here, so I suspect we all look at each other for a moment.
I mean, I assume I'm in the box.
I will lean over from the desk, tap the door thing and go, yes?
We've arrived, Inquisitors. Did you want to be on the first shuttle down to the planet?
I look at the others. Do we?
I give him a look that kind of says, are you seriously asking if we want to be the first down to the planet on a mission where we got told to go immediately?
That's a yes.
Okay, good. Well, good. Excellent. It'll be ready to depart in 15 minutes. And Commander Dak will meet you on the planet.
Excellent.
He says that like we should know who that is.
That does sound vaguely familiar, out of character.
I mean, we probably don't have much in the way of baggage considering it was a 12-hour flight, so it's probably a case of pick up the Ewok box and trundle down towards the hangar base.
Are you carrying or am I carrying?
We're going to be putting him down in the shuttle first, in either way, so I'll carry.
Okay.
Besides, if someone needs vigorously sabering, it'll leave your hands free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you all go down to the hangar. There's a squad of clone troopers kind of in the lower level of the shuttle that you get on. They give you lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
And you head down to the planet. Now, as Ilum is quite... strong with the Force as a place. As you head down, I'd like everyone to make a forceful roll.
I get 4.
Okay.
I get 3.
Sorry, was that forceful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. 1.
Okay. So, we'll start with... Who should we start with? We'll start with the 19th brother.
Mm-hmm.
As you head down, you get a strange mix of feelings from the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Some darker than others, but you can't really pinpoint anything.
That's fine.
Then who was next? The 17th brother was next. No, I'm wrong. It was the 12th brother who's next, wasn't it? You got 3. You as well, you get some odd feelings, but there is a little, like, kind of, you hear echoes of voices that you know.
Mm.
And the one in the box. So, yeah, you have a bit of a flash of a memory when you came here with your fellow younglings. You just remember the feeling of the excitement of coming here and... You were going to be making your lightsaber.
Strange noise comes from the box.
So, the shuttle lands. It's snowy and icy. But there's no... Usually there's quite a blizzard going on, but it seems to be quite calm at the moment. So, you're heading... Oh, sorry.
Did we get much of a look at the mining works on the way down?
I mean, from space, it just looks like a big, massive, like, exposed rock and mud. But it's quite a large area.
Okay.
Did you want to head straight for the compound, or...?
We're supposed to be meeting this Dax guy, so is he likely to be in the compound?
He would most likely be in the command center, yeah.
Let's head in that direction, then.
Okay. From the landing area, you do have to walk round part of the where they've been mining. And if you look down, it goes down quite a long way already. There are a couple of bits that maybe would look familiar to you. There used to be on one like cliff face, there used to be an ice door that hid the entrance into the cave. That's basically just been cut off and thrown away. So the kind of little encampment that they have is a little bit away from the where the mining is taking place at the moment. You've got like a fenced off area, and inside you've got like a couple of barracks and a store hut, a command center, and a vehicle kind of park. There's lots of stormtroopers around. There are some other officers in like Imperial Navy uniform as well. You're going to head into the command center?
Unless anybody else wants to do anything.
We still don't know why we're here. So, yeah, that's stage one for me.
Okay. So as you go into the command center, the guards at the door, which you think is a bit odd in a compound, kind of move aside, and you go in, and there's a couple of desks and then a little office at the back. The guy behind the desk at the back kind of stands up as you come in, kind of straightens his uniform and his hat, and then comes to greet you. He's like, oh, hello, Inquisitors. Yes, Inquisitors. I'm Commander Dak, and I've been instructed with your orders for this mission. He looks a bit nervous.
As well he should.
He looks at the box. So your orders are to guard the shipment of kyber crystals as they're being transported away from the planet.
I give Loka's character a look like, the fuck?
Do you have the communicator hand?
Sorry,
what? He passes you a data pad.
Just gonna go through and verify the lot. If it's got any more detail than he's letting on, that will also be handy.
So there was a request made to the Inquisitorius for assistance in guarding the kyber crystals.
And it was approved.
Does it say why they requested help? Because three Inquisitors is a lot of Inquisitors.
So it looks like if you read through the blurb, they've been having issues on the planet, and also between the planet and like the transfer point for the crystals once they've been taken off the planet.
By trouble, I'm assuming that's like theft.
When it gets to off-world, there is mentions of raiders. For the on-planet issues, they seem to be talking about some kind of... Well, they seem to be saying animal attacks, but that seems a bit odd to you that stormtroopers, clone troopers can't deal with that kind of...
Just normal animals should be easy enough.
Yeah. Can't remember in Star Wars, do data pads have access to like the network? Because if so, I'm looking up all of those animal reports and sifting through them as quickly as I can.
You can kind of log on to the Imperial network. The commander kind of backs away and kind of lets you do whatever you're going to do now. So if you search for more information on the attacks on planet, is that what you're looking for?
Yep.
There's basically a lot of reports about, well, they don't really seem to have a proper name, but they seem to be just mainly described like similar to wolves.
Right. Uh-huh.
Some of the kind of eyewitness reports state that they're very vicious pack animals, but again, there's quite a lot of stormtroopers here.
They must be particularly dangerous wolf-type thingies if they've called in three Inquisitors.
But so is that for, like, transport on planet, or are they interrupting mining operations, or do we have any... Is there any suggestion that they're, like, more organized than they should be?
There does seem to be, from the reports, there does seem to be people saying that they seem intelligent.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's a recipe for nastiness.
But the attacks are mainly focused in the mining areas.
So they are seen elsewhere. They're just not really encountered much except at the mines. But then I guess you kind of expect that because you're disrupting their habitat, which I would not be surprised at on this world. Now, so the exact request was what? Just we need some Inquisitors to help with all of this stuff that's going on.
Help the crystals. Basically act as store guard.
Whilst they're on world or going off world?
The correct answer, yes.
I mean, you get the feeling that this is the shittest mission you could have got.
Well, we're the ones who hand them out, so...
So, while you're with the datapad, is there anything else you want to look up about Ilum, or...?
How big are the mining operations, and how deep do they go?
So, at the minute, you can see this section from space, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's quite a vast area. There doesn't seem to be any information about how deep they've gone at the moment.
All right. Because even though we are three Inquisitors, there's only so much space that we can actually cover, especially if we are doing the sensible thing and not splitting the party.
Well, if we're there to protect the actual shipments, I assume we're going to be where the shipments. Is that right? Is that what they're asking us for?
I mean, maybe... a requirement for as they're bringing it out
right.
of the like mining area to where it's going to be moved onto. So you think you're probably going to have to go into the cave.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Probably ask Commander Dak where the next shipment's going then or coming from.
He points at like a hollow map on the wall, and just says, this area to the northwest is where we're currently operating.
Okay. How far is that from here?
It would be maybe 4 or 5 kilometres.
And you have a shipment for us to attend to?
They are due to be ready to move the crystals out tomorrow, I believe.
I think it would probably be best if we went out there to have a look around. See if we can find some of these animals to discourage. And then we'll see about your shipment tomorrow. How does that sound, brothers?
Fine.
Is the response from the box.
Capital. And then I guess we find some transport.
What transport is available?
In the vehicle park, you've got like a... troop transport, or there's speeders?
I mean, troop transport might be overkill.
Speeders are certainly more manoeuvrable, and we can probably go more places with them than we can with a troop transport.
Okay.
They'll probably have something equivalent to a troop transport for the moving of the thing anyway, so...
Okay,
so which way are you headed?
What are the options? It's 5 kilometres. And if I remember, the island is one of the ones we briefly see in the movies. And it's kind of twisty-turny.
So, Ilum's not in any of the movies until you get to The Force Awakens.
Well, maybe I saw it in one of the game playthroughs then.
Would be game playthrough because it's a level in Jedi Fallen Order.
Why I don't know about it, I suspect.
Yeah.
By the time you get to The Force Awakens, Ilum has become Starkiller Base.
Right.
Oh, it's so, the place with the foxes.
No, that's the salt planet.
Never mind.
I presume they have some form of roadway between Starport and mining operations, because they've got to get crystals along it. So... follow that and keep an eye out for anything suspicious.
So you're going to head toward where they're currently mining?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's where they're seeing disturbances, it'll be important to check.
Okay. You can head off. It's fairly early in the day, so you've probably got a few hours of daylight to do whatever you want to do.
I think we'd better head over there, take a look around, and then if that's where the shipment is coming from, maybe we stay there, assuming there's facilities to do so.
I'd say so. And a quick scoot around the area to see if there are any of these pack animals, just in case they decide to start gearing up for a ruckus.
Okay. Did you want to take anything with you? Commander Duck did point out, or will point out, the stores, which is the first building in the compound, and suggest you might want warm weather gear.
Yeah, I would think warm weather gear. My Kamasi would be looking for an emergency shelter, because I ain't sleeping inside a tonton.
Fair.
Do they have any seismic charges or small explosives of some description?
They have little, like, round, like, detonator explosives.
Okay, I'd probably take a couple of them, just in case we need to, like, collapse a tunnel behind us or something.
Okay.
I'd be looking for the same in terms of survival gear. I'm curious as to whether or not they've got anything in size Ewok.
It's all pretty standard issue, like stormtrooper size.
And he is a little short to be a stormtrooper.
He is a little.
Maybe we just get him like a greatcoat and cut the bottom off.
I mean, yeah, there's like a shoulder cape that maybe he could use, or just cut off a bit of a coat, as you say.
I'm gonna end up looking like that monkey that was got wandering around a store wearing a fluffy coat, aren't
I? It was IKEA, wasn't it?
Yes, it was IKEA, because it was got separated from his owner or something. He just looked so bewildered and sad.
I mean, I am going to let you out of the box so we can try and find something in your size, and it's probably going to end up like that, yes. But that monkey did not have a lightsaber or a murderous will.
For the best, IKEA would not be the best place to put anything likely to explode into angry lightsaber action.
Or force choking.
That too.
Yeah, that wouldn't go down well in IKEA.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to go lighter on the explosives than my colleague, because I brought my own. But definitely doubling up on the emergency shelter. Definitely getting warm clothing. I don't have to be able to see out of it so much, so I can go super warm. But I will be looking for something, if there is anything, that will leave my arms kind of still usable.
Yeah, there's a kind of poncho thing with arm slits.
Excellent.
And a, you know, basic hood type thing. Okay, if you've got everything that you're looking for.
Yep, for now.
You can head out on the bikes. Are you having one each, or is someone having the box? Or how you
I think we should probably have one each, because if we keep the Ewok in the box for too long, the Ewok will be more angry when we get the Ewok out. So I think we release the Ewok onto a bike.
Okay.
Instructions will be left with the staff about preserving the box.
Oh yes, definitely.
Mainly in terms of, if you don't, its owner will come for you.
They understand the man in the hat and the jumpsuit is nodding vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will keep it safe.
Good.
And he scurries off with it. Okay, so the outside the compound, the roadway is like just a cutout in the snow and ice with both sides. There's just where it continually gets cleared. It's building up. So it's a bit turning into a tunnel type thing.
Right.
but the road, there is a clear road.
Okay, well, I guess we go down the clear road. I'm going to keep an eye on the top part of the tunnel, as it were, because I do not trust that, like, these wolves are going to start raining down on us from above, basically.
Okay, well, it's about 5 foot high outside the compound on each side. Because of that, there's not a lot else to see when you're on your bikes. You can see rocky outcrops and cliff faces that haven't been cleared yet. But you can head on up to the current mine.
I guess that's where we head.
On your way up, you do pass what you assume are stormtroopers who seem to be guarding an area, just on patrol. The area of the mine, quite a flat, muddy area at the front. There's a few rocks and things that have been moved aside. And then where they're digging into the cliff face, there's what looks like a massive tank-shaped vehicle with, you know, like mining cutting attachments on the front. And there's quite a lot of people milling about here as well. There is a little hut in the corner, but it's not particularly big. Did you want to look any closer at the actual mining works or the hole they're digging, or
probably perimeter first, see what sort of protection they've got in place, whether okay. there are any obvious big holes that wolves could come in through,
or tracks maybe.
Okay. Do you want to make a roll to see what you can see?
Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, I think this is probably going to be careful.
Okay.
For a total of 3.
Total of 3. Okay. So the kind of flat section in front of the cliff where they're mining, there's no real kind of security, like fence or anything.
Right. So what you're saying is no defences whatsoever of any use, yeah?
There's no hard perimeter by the sounds of it, but...
No, I mean, there's people that seem to be, you know, walking around patrolling the area.
Right.
Like you saw all the way down the road.
Uh-huh.
Like someone's a bit paranoid.
Which is fair.
In one area, possibly where the larger boulders have been moved, someone might have been having some idea about using them as cover, but...
Interesting.
I'm not sure that makes sense. But further, like, away from the cliff, so if the cliff is to the south, like, away to the north, it just kind of fades away into, like, ice and snow.
Okay. And the workings are entirely underground here, or...?
So, at the... Oh, I can send you a picture if I can work out how to send it. Give me a moment.
Because it... Either my brain is just fucking up in the evenings, but it sounds like they don't really have much in the way of a perimeter at all, besides the
building. They've got patrols, what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but if this is a long-term work, so I would have expected, like, a wall.
Right. How do I get that onto Skype?
Good question.
Oh, I should have done that, shouldn't I? Let's try that again. Oh. We don't need any effects, thank you. All right, it's my crappy drawing, but...
That's a really good drawing. Way better than I could do.
So they have a cliff to the south and east. Is that another cliff under the pencil, or...?
No, that's just kind of the end of the, like, used area. After that, it's kind of just snow and...
Okay.
And then you've just got, like, piles of spoil and rocks.
Okay. So, given that it's snowy, and I presume windy, I'm going to assume there are not much in the way of tracks, unless it's tank-sized.
yeah, you can't make out any any animal prints, so, you know, footprints don't particularly last very long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought. Which only works to their advantage.
So, which direction is the north, which is where there's that big plain that this area just sort of phases out into on the map that you've sent?
So the pencil is like the border, and anything above that is...
limitless plain.
Yes.
Okay. Well...
There are a few trees you can see, like in the distance, but nothing major.
So first thought that comes to the 19th brother's mind is, because he's quite sneaky, is there's a nice gap there between those piles of really big rocks that's sort of a bit like a choke point or the easiest route to get through. He's going to go on a little hunt and see if there's like any spools of cable about.
Spools of cable?
Yeah, spools of cable. Just a bit of wire. Doesn't need to be thick.
If you, I don't know if it's very clear, but just below the pencil, the more squarish bit is the little kind of hut.
Oh, right. Okay. That's the hut. Still there means there's a nice gap there. Because there's the big round rocks over to the right of it.
Yeah. But, you know, the hut might have spools of cable.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to go and look in the hut to see if there's spools of cable, because between the hut and those rocks to the right of it is where I'm going to try and set up a tripwire.
Okay. The door isn't locked to the hut. You do, however, surprise two troopers who have their helmets off drinking some caff.
I give them
Says, yes. We're just...
finding me wire.
Wire? Yes, I think we have some. One of them kind of scrabbles around in the corner. The other one gets up and starts, like, rifling through a cupboard. How much wire did you want, sir?
How far is that gap?
Probably about maybe 4 or 5 metres.
10 metres will be a sufficiency.
Or
you can just give me whatever you get.
He just starts pulling out this, like, wire out the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
It might be long enough.
Probably have to do. The
alternative would be... the alternative, sir, would be the stores. They might have some.
Where are they?
At the command compound, sir.
This will do for the time being. Go and tell all of your fellow troopers that they are not to pass between this hut and the rocks in the direction of the plane. I am going to lay a little trap. I will be very displeased if they trigger that trap rather than the quarry that I am hunting triggering the trap. Are you in understanding?
Yes. Yes, sir.
With that, he's going to take one of the seismic charges and basically rig up a tripwire that runs just along the surface of the snow. So if anything big is going under the snow, it should still hit it. And anything walking along the snow is pretty certain to hit it as well, unless they're really fucking clever and they spot it. I'm going to try and be sneaky and set a trap.
Okay.
Try and work out where I put... oh, fuck off, dice. I am going to spend a fate point to re-roll that, because sneaky is one of my better stats, and that was a shitty roll. Okay, so I manage a 2, which is still better than what I just rolled previously.
Okay. Well, you lay the trap.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty pleased with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's going to be good?
Yep, absolutely. It doesn't look like it was put together by an incompetent.
The stormtroopers that you were conversing with, you can hear them on the radio, and then one comes out with a like spray can and marks a symbol on the side of one of the rocks, like just next to where you...
I'll allow it, but I am going to be like, I wonder how clever those will turn out to be.
At this point, I'm probably going to be watching the trooper do this, just like Is it a specific symbol they're looking for?
No, it's just a kind of squiggle. It's nothing you can identify.
Oh, I'm asking the trooper.
Oh, is he?
No,
it's just a unit mark for where we've noted the request by your colleague.
Huh. You don't think perhaps the enemy might see it?
He's got his helmet on, so you can't see the confused look on his face, but he just tilts his head a bit and goes, no.
We may have to hold you to that one, trooper. Carry on.
So just so I can mark it on the map, where does the trap go from, what, the corner of the hut or from further down?
Sorry, say that again?
Oh, sorry. I just want to mark the trap on the map. So is it from the corner of the hut across or?
Bottom corner. So the closest corner to the rock, which is that bottom right-hand corner, to the point of the rock, if I can get it to there. Come on. God damn it. I want to download the picture. Then I want to edit the picture. Yes, I'll draw it. It'll be fine. I'll get it.
Okay.
Rather than my phone. Ah, fuck. This is riveting radio. Riveting. Mordrigan really sends a picture. There you go. It should come through.
Hey. Okay, yeah.
That for that one little tiny black line, that was a lot of work. I mentioned I was tired, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. What else did you want to? Are you looking for anything else, or
Mr. Ewok?
Well, no, I'm just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Ewok, then. There is a bit of a strange smell.
Is it coming from anywhere in particular?
Well, there's not. It's very calm today, so you can't really tell where it's coming from. You don't think it's from inside the caves, but you can't really get a direction on it.
So it's not coming from the caves.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. I guess I will head away from the caves a little bit and see if it gets stronger.
Are you going, like, back towards the main camp, away from the camp, or out into the wilderness?
Away from the camp, because I'm assuming I didn't smell it on the way in, so...
Okay. It does seem to be... Well, it's not getting any stronger, but it's... The smell is still, like, carrying on this way.
Okay, I mean, I'll keep going.
Okay, the Ewok is wandering off.
I mean, when that happens, he tends to come back covered in viscera, so it's a toss-up as to whether or not you actually want to follow him.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Stay in contact, and don't pretend you don't have a comm, I know you do.
Vague, wavy, tiny hat arm gesture.
As you move around, like, because this is, like, the main mining area at the minute, the road kind of gets less well-defined. Mm. And you're not sure, but there are some funny shapes in the snow, but you can't really tell if they're tracks or not.
Do they seem to be leading in a direction?
It's a bit like where maybe something has made an impression in the snow and then it's been covered over a bit and it's just a kind of a dip. So it could have been made by a number of things, but there is a certain pattern.
I will keep following them.
Okay, they kind of veer off from like the cleared path. Not that it's very clear here, but it kind of veers off into the more wildernessy area.
Can I hear anything?
It is actually kind of spookily quiet here.
The smell any stronger or?
No stronger, but it's still there.
I'll head back.
Right.
They're coming from that direction. I'll motion back to the way I have came.
Right.
Huh.
Is that in a direction that is covered by any part of my trap?
So it would be kind of, from the map, it's kind of in a northwest kind of direction. So it would be easier to get through the gap you've put a trap on rather than the smaller gap between the spoil and the rock.
Okay. That's fine then. It's kind of, it's intended to be there so that if they come, we get warning. It's not intended to actually really do them damage. It's just determined to make a big bang and warn us they're there. So that seems fine.
Okay.
So potentially sentient wolves.
Organized ones at that.
That's concerning.
More than a little. I think I will leave one of my probe droids here overnight and see if it sees anything.
Okay. Are you putting it anywhere specific, or are you just going to let it...
How... Is the pile of tailings to the left of the diagram just conical and fine?
Yeah.
Okay. I will try and get it to blend in with the top of the pile so it's got the best visibility. As long as the tailings are reasonably dark in colour, it should be fine.
it's fairly well camouflaged there.
And I will set it up to, it's 5 kilometres, we should be able to get that kind of signal. I'll set it up to alert me if it notices anything that looks like actual wildlife. Because up until this point, I don't think we've seen anything besides troopers in terms of living stuff.
No, you haven't seen anything.
Right, which is suspicious all by itself.
The crystals and obviously their connection with the Jedi means that it's a very light side planet, if you like. So you would expect there to be some kind of life here.
You mentioned we could see some trees off in the distance?
Yeah, they're very spindly kind of attempting to live. Not
so more surviving out of spite than anything else. Okay. So hopefully if the droid spots anything, it's going to be either troopers or a pack of wolves that are doing stuff that they shouldn't be. And this is where the crystals are going to be coming from, is it? Or is it just the first workings that we've come across on the road?
This is the current mine face. There are other areas you could go to where they've already taken crystals out and have kind of abandoned the area.
Okay. If we've still got the light, I would like to go to one of those and see if there are any more obvious hints of wolf, shall we say.
Okay. It's kind of back towards the main camp a bit, and then there's a kind of a road off to the right as you're going back that takes you to an abandoned area if you want to go there.
Yeah, I'll give that a go. I'll let the others know I'm going if they want to come.
Yeah, sure. I'll keep a nose open.
You two are leaving this camp, perhaps I will stay in this camp in case something happened while you're leaving the camp. Does that sound sensible?
Yes. If a pack decides to follow us, you may catch them unawares from the flank.
Yes, I will go and sit on the speeder in case you call for help. I do the thing.
Okay, so you're just chilling on your speeder.
Yeah. Basically, they're off to do something. I've been checking on my trap and making sure that I think my trap is going to go to the right place. So I've set that up, and then I'm going to chill on my speeder until they need my help. Because if something attacks here, then I kind of need to be able to help here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you make me a forceful roll?
Well, I can try and see what my dice say.
Okay.
My dice seem to say, fuck you a little bit. Total of 4.
Total of 4, okay. The others are heading off, and you get a funny like dark side sense.
Is it a go murder, kill, 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 or is it a maybe follow those fuckers?
You're not really sure what it is. It's just a weird feeling, which is odd because this is obviously a Jedi planet.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect dark sidey stuff, would I?
I mean, you're sure it's not your other two Inquisitors because you know what they feel like. So the other two, you're hopping on your speeders.
Yep.
It doesn't take very long to go back along the road. There seem to be more people heading towards the main camp now. But you can just like dive off to the right, and it's just like instead of the where they're mining at the minute, there's just a small gap like into the cliff. In this section, it's basically all gap and very little cliff. But it's obviously an area where there's a big concentration of crystals. Otherwise, you just kind of flatten the whole place and, you know, take it all out.
Interesting. Okay. Any sign of Wilfination?
Did you want to go like down and into the mined area, or are you just looking around the bit in front of that?
Yeah, I'm sticking to the surface level for now, but anywhere there's like a pinch in the accessible area, they would have had to put more tracks down there. So getting an idea of whether or not there's been like a lot of footfall recently, because obviously the snow will cover up everything older.
Yeah, you do have that same problem that it's not being cleared now, but you can't really make out anything obvious.
Okay, I will turn to my colleague and go, so what does the nose say?
That is a good question. What does the nose say?
There is a smell here, but it's not as strong as in the mining area you've come from.
Smells weaker.
So they were here, but not as recently. But that tallies up with the mining operations. Interesting. They go wherever there's mining. Did you detect any of their scent along the way here?
I can't scent it when I'm driving.
Sod's law. I guess we shall have to wait until tomorrow to see what the droid sees and whether or not there's fireworks tonight. How big are the seismic charges that got used for the trap?
There are any little ones.
Okay, so they're probably going to cause significant inconvenience to anything between those two points, but we're not going to see like half the cliffside disappear.
I think it's more like, because they're seismic charges, they're not frag grenades. So I'm expecting a big loud noise, and probably the giant rock it's attached to will crack a bit. But I don't think it's really going to, unless they're basically on top of it, I shouldn't think it would do that much damage to them. It was intended to use to drop like the ceiling of a tunnel behind us if we needed to run away, basically.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll head back to the main one and update 19th on what we've found.
How?
So it seems like the same scent that's here is also there, but correspondingly older. So it would seem wherever there is mining, that scent pervades. But it's not at the cliff face. It's out in the wilderness. So it's not the mining operations themselves. It would suggest that if they really are having trouble with these wolves, they follow the mining. For what purpose, I have no idea. That's not my department of expertise.
I got a strange feeling. It was very dark, which makes no sense on this planet.
That's a new one.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, lore question. Do animals have that kind of signature, or does it require a certain amount of brain oomph?
Well, you wouldn't expect any dark side animals on a planet that the Jedi, you know, thought was a sacred place. Obviously, the Jedi aren't around anymore, so...
Maybe those particular animals didn't last very long when they were around.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess we shall have to wait and see what our various methods of seeing things detect. In any case, there doesn't seem to be much in the way of accommodations out here, so I guess we shall go back to the main camp.
You would assume that the patrols carry on all night?
That's certainly something I'll be checking when I get back.
Okay.
But especially in hazardous areas like this one where it's so cold, so windy, I would expect them to run for at least as long as current operations are, but they might, you know, bunker down overnight if the area is particularly hazardous.
And to be perfectly honest, these guys are stormtroopers, not clone troopers. So yeah. I don't trust them to do the job.
That's true. They'll get told to do it all night, and they'll hide in the hut with Calf at the first opportunity.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, well, because I'm not a clone trooper.
I'm going to make it really bad for them to try and do that by being in the hut myself.
How big is the hut?
It's not very big. It's maybe like 8 foot square.
So with supplies, it was getting crowded with two troopers in there.
Yeah.
I don't think we can all stay then. Do we want to try that?
Well, I mean, there's only... Oh no, you left the box, didn't you?
Yep.
I mean, we can also have people outside. If we have one person outside and the other two in the building, then no stormtroopers are going to be in the building at any point because, one, there's an Inquisitor outside looking at them, and two, the hut is full of more Inquisitors.
Some of which are very Force-chokey. Yeah, all right. We can do that. Unless you think it would work better distributing our forces?
Yeah, I mean, we can do effectively watches.
Watches sounds good, actually.
Mm. Yeah, can do that.
I mean, I pity the poor stormtroopers who are on watch with the Ewok, but never mind.
Well, we'll soon find out if there's less of them in the morning as to whether or not they were foolish enough to ask.
So you think there's maybe an hour before it starts getting dark here? So is there anything else you want to do before it starts?
So I might. You don't need eyes.
Nope. I can see through the Force.
I mean, me and the Ewok might need to secure, like, flares, just in case something happens.
You would have access to the, like, general comms channel for the base.
Okay. Probably get on that channel and ask them very nicely if they wouldn't mind sending some torches or something, or a glow globe, or whatever it is.
A reply comes back saying, yes, we are able to send out some power generators and lantern.
Okay, that's fine. Floodlights will do just as well because we can turn them on when we need to. But yeah, that's fine. Perfect. We'll get them set up so that if something happens, we can just flick a switch and illuminate everything so that, like, those of us who use eyes aren't fucked, basically.
Mm. And the ones who are out in the dark trying to look in the dark are fucked.
Yeah.
A couple of, like, tech people in grey jumpsuits come in a little transport and start setting up a little light show.
I make a point of catching them before they go anywhere near the trap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it has been pointed out by the stormtroopers, but yeah, don't blow them up, please.
To their own unit, maybe not the tax.
Fair enough.
Always fucking last in the line to find out about anything, poor bastards.
Okay, so who's taking the first watch?
I would expect them to wait until middle or last watch if they're going to attack.
I'm fine taking first if other people want to be definitely up for the excitement.
Yeah, I mean, we're aware that you are good at long ranged, but if they mug you, it's going to go badly. So maybe we have you as first watch where we don't expect trouble, so that you get a chance to be further away should trouble occur to one of the rest of us.
Okay, as the light fades, some of the techs who have been doing the actual mining kind of appear from the expanding cave and head towards the main camp.
I'll be making notes on who goes which way and when.
Okay. So was it the 12th brother going first on the watches?
Yeah, I think so. If the 12th brother goes first, and then do you want second, Mr. Ewok, or do you want third?
Second's fine.
Cool. Sounds good.
Okay. And are the other two of you, are you retreating into the hut?
Yeah.
As it starts to get darker, it does get noticeably colder.
That's fair. How much? Because I know that there's a real drop-off, especially where there's not much natural cover in Boreal real life.
If you look at your readout on your datapad or your RISCOM, it's definitely in minus figures.
Is the cold weather gear that we got from stores good enough to be out in this? Or is it time for some calisthenics?
It's suitable for miners moving between camps. Less suitable for standing around in a...
So no standing still, plenty of patrolling. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. I mean, you
could potentially, if you wanted to try and meditate to use the force to keep warm.
That's my best bet. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Now, can I just re-roll with a fate point? I can't remember.
You can, yes.
Because that's a minus two on the dice. That's slightly better. That's a plus one on the dice. And my forceful is one. So two total.
Okay, you're able to get into a kind of good enough meditative state to not have to move around too much. While you're doing that, though, there is something... It's not disturbing, but it's just kind of poking at you, if the force pokes at anything.
I poke back.
I poke the force.
Well, hey, it's poking me.
It's definitely a dark side something. Quite potentially, you think it, you're not sure, but it could be quite powerful.
Can I get an idea of where it's concentrated?
It's away from the cliffs, but there's no pinpointed direction.
I might send another probe droid out. Oh, they're only kind of small, though. Okay, I'll just note that down for when I hand over at the end of watch. If it starts coming closer, though, I will probably try and send a second probe droid out to actively try and find it.
You're not sure it's a living thing?
I'm really hoping that you're not telling me that the planet has fallen to the dark side and is poking me.
No, you don't think it's not powerful enough to be the whole planet.
But it's something.
It's a something.
Okay, well, I shall make a note and continue assuming it doesn't do anything besides try and work out what I am.
No, it's just it's not really doing anything. You can just feel it's there.
Is this... We would have been around them. Is this the same kind of feeling as we get around the Sith artifacts on Coruscant?
It could be something similar.
Okay, definitely noting that down.
You have the thought that if it is one, you could gain a lot of favour from your superiors.
Okay.
But the rest of your watch is fairly uneventful. you have to get up occasionally to kind of
not freeze to death.
Yeah, to shake off the cold and then go back to like as far as you can get into a meditation type state. And then you go wake the 17th brother. But I think that's a good place to finish.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes views, your Podchase views, your Podbean views. Basically, if you found us somewhere, review us there, and then more people will find us. You can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net or thecultoftandice@gmail.com or @cultoftandice if Twitter is still a thing. You can talk to me @Mordrigan, but I don't have my notifications turned on, so you're going to be waiting a little while. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.